Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I believe that one of the greatest forms of love on earth is the love one has for one's child. I'm pretty sure that every parent knows this, as most parents won't think twice about doing anything for their children. But when push comes to shove, I don't know how far many parents will be willing to go for their children. And while I don't wish this ghastly scenario you're about to hear on any parent, on the 17th of May, 2017, I realized just how far I was willing to go for my son Richardson, as the love I have for him put me through the most morbid experience I have ever gone through in my life. To understand why I went through this experience, I'll have to take you 8 years back to the year 2015, the worst year of my life. It all started in the month of January. I had just received some painful news as I was told that my 19-year-old son, Richardson,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Had failing kidneys. The news came as a shock, as I knew my son, Richardson, wasn't a heavy drinker. I remember asking the doctors with tears in my eyes how and why this happened, and as usual, they just told me that it was one of those things. I remember breaking down in the hospital as my boy at the age of 19 was just about to start living his life, and this unfortunate situation had put an immediate stop to it. I managed to put myself together that day as I frantically asked the doctors for possible solutions. I remember them telling me that at this stage, a kidney donation would be my best bet. So I immediately offered up myself as a candidate. But after being tested, I was told that I wasn't a suitable candidate. In their own words, a kidney donor must have a compatible blood type with the recipient, and my son Richardson had an O blood type, similar to his mother's, and it was completely different from mine. The news crushed me as I had lost Richardson's mother during his birth, and he was the only one I had left. With my possible donation out of the way, I was told my next option was to add Richardson's name to the kidney donation waiting list. And even if the doctors didn't tell me, I knew that was already a lost cause, as most people wait 5 to 7 years, and we didn't have that time. With no other viable options, my son started to go through endless kidney dialysis sessions, and I had no other choice but to watch and hope that things would get better. The year 2015 soon came to an end, and it looked like there was no possible solution in sight. I remember looking, taking matters into my own hands as I looked for solutions everywhere I could throughout 2016. I reached out to friends and extended family members. I called numerous other doctors and asked for second and third options, but at the end of it all my efforts were to no avail. I wasn't really a religious man at this point in my life, but I remember calling out to a higher power to help me in my time of need. And while I still didn't get a solution to help my dying son, strangely enough, just when I had lost all hope, the popular social media platform called Facebook would bring the solution I so desperately needed the very next year. I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this knows about the popular social media platform called Facebook, and since it was a massive social media tool, it was one of the many platforms I had used to get the word out there on my son's condition. I had actually made a post on the platform asking people if they knew any willing donor with an O blood type early in the year 2016, and it wasn't till the 12th of April 2017 that I finally got a viable answer. I had gotten a strange message on the Facebook platform from someone who had viewed the post, and he told me that there was a man on the Facebook marketplace who was willing to help me out. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Facebook Marketplace was a service that had just recently launched in the year 2016. I remember being very confused as I wondered if this was a joke or if the person was actually being serious, but since it was my only feasible option, I went through with it. I eventually got in contact with the man on Facebook Marketplace, and his name was Mr. Ernie Green. After talking for a while, Ernie told me that he had type O blood and he was willing to donate. I then asked what his price was, as I knew he wasn't going to donate his kidney for free. But Ernie sent me a message that read, "The price really doesn't matter, Mr. Kenneth, but I will, however, require you to carry out a particular service for me. I would go on to explain the requirements of this service, but the details are too sensitive to be texted over the phone, so I'll give you an address where you can meet and talk more about this in person." I was shocked by Mr. Ernie's message, as I knew very well that something wasn't right. I had already done endless research ever since my son got this illness, and I knew illegally buying a human kidney from a willing donor would cost me anywhere from $50,000 to $160,000, as the prices were never really fixed. I also knew that since my son had O blood type, the potential price of the kidney would increase as most potential donors with this blood type sold their kidneys for around $262,000. Now, I knew full well while doing my research that I didn't have anything close to these absurd amounts in my bank account, but I was willing to do anything, whether it was borrowing from my friends and family or selling everything that I had to raise the money for my child once I found a potential donor. Which is why seeing Mr. Ernie's price, free proposal after all this, felt too good to be true. It wasn't long before Mr. Ernie sent me the address where we would meet on the 17th of May, 2017. As the fateful day of my meeting with Mr. Ernie inched closer, I found myself getting more and more anxious as I wondered what the service he wanted me to do for him was. I hadn't told anyone about the meeting, not even my son Richardson, as Mr. Ernie said if I wanted to get the kidney for my son, I should speak the details of our meeting to no one. But just to be on the safe side, I told my best friend Christopher Hands about it, as I trusted that man with my life. Christopher wasn't too keen on the entire ordeal, as he also felt something was off about this. I remember him telling me,
"I don't know, Kenneth, but this entire thing sounds wrong. I mean, how are you so sure this Eric guy is telling the truth? He might be a kidnapper or human trafficker who's trying to lure you in. Don't get me wrong, I know how dire things are, but you really aren't thinking straight, Kenneth, because even if this guy Eric is telling the truth, you and I both know that buying or doing any sort of service for this man's kidney is illegal."
I knew everything Chris told me was the truth, but I also knew I had no choice, so I responded with, "You think I don't know that, Chris? I've probably thought about everything you just said numerous times before, but what choice do I have? My boy is dying in the hospital, and I have done nothing but sit and watch him for 2 years. I can't keep waiting on a damn kidney donation waiting list because we don't have that time, Chris. And while I'm grateful for all the help you have given me and my son during these trying times, this is something I have to do. I know it's illegal and dangerous, but it's the only option I have to save my son, and I love him too much to let it pass me by." Christopher knew I wasn't going to change my mind, so he told me he'd support me. He also offered to go with me, but I told him that I was instructed to go alone. I then told him to promise me that if anything did happen to me, he'd take care of my son Richardson, and he assured me that he would. Christopher's assurance gave me peace of mind as I was now ready to face whatever it was that I was supposed to do on that fateful day. The 17th of May finally arrived, and I went to the address where I was supposed to meet Mr. Ernie. I was picked up by a couple of men, and I was driven to a warehouse-like building. I was then ushered into a room where I saw Mr. Ernie and two other hooded figures. Before anything was said, I knew I had gotten myself into something really wrong, as I noticed the two hooded men were holding both cameras and film equipment. Mr. Ernie then walked up to me and said,
"Hello, Mr. Kenneth. It's nice to finally meet you."
I wasn't ready to exchange pleasantries, so I bluntly responded with, "What do you need me to do?" Mr. Ernie then smiled as he said,
"That's great. I like a direct man that goes straight to business. So, I'll tell you what you want to know. I'm sure you're already wondering what astronomical price I'm going to call for the donation of my kidney, but you can rest assured that I'm not going to take your life savings for the donation of my kidney. As a matter of fact, what I need you to do for it is pretty simple."
Mr. Ernie, who now had a sadistic smile on his face, then picked up a small medical blade as he continued with,
"All I need you to do is cut it out of me."
I was completely baffled now, as it took my mind a couple of minutes to comprehend what Mr. Ernie had just said. A thousand questions ran through my mind, but the first thing I said was, "Are you going to film this?" Mr. Ernie then responded with,
"Of course, Mr. Kenneth. You see, we are a niche group of artistic filmmakers, and this is our genre. Some might call what we do snuff films, but I believe what we make is true art. We usually film videos that contain infliction or self-infliction of pain, but we always take it up a notch as we sometimes carry out mock surgeries with real individuals like myself, without anesthesia. And the best part is that these so-called surgeries are carried out by everyday people like you, which makes it so much better as you have no idea what you're doing."
My mind was trying to comprehend all the information being thrown at me, but I managed to stay calm as I stuttered out the words,
I'm not saying I have agreed to do any of this madness, but even if I did, the kidney that you have promised me might be damaged in this unethical process."
Mr. Ernie then said,
"I understand your concern, Mr. Kenneth, but you have my word that once you cut me open on camera, a fully functional and capable kidney will be shipped to the hospital your son is staying at. I know all of this is a lot to take in, but if I were you, I'd take this deal as it is a pretty good bargain."
It was a really horrifying experience, seeing this man liking the act of cutting out his kidney to getting a bargain at the local Walmart. It was a pretty disturbing thing to consider, but I told myself that I had already come this far. Don't get me wrong, I was scared shitless, but it was either this or watching my son die, and he was all I had, so I stuttered the words, "I'll do it." I saw a sick smile on Mr. Ernie's face as he said,
"That's great, Kenneth. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Your son would be proud, and to make things easier, you don't need to worry about your identity because your face will be blurred in the final cut."
Mr. Ernie then took off his clothes, and the sight of his bare body was ghastly. He had numerous scars all over his upper body, and the little prosthetics on his feet meant that he was missing some of his toes. Then they handed me the blade as they drew out the surgical lines on Mr. Ernie's body, and when they were done, they told me to begin. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. My hands were shaking vigorously now, and my heart was beating fast, but I knew it was now or never, so I took the blade and I started cutting. Mr. Ernie's screams filled the room as the blade came in contact with his skin. I could tell that these weren't screams of pain, but of joy and pleasure, as I could see he was getting aroused by this. Ernie's blood started to pour everywhere now as I made my way across the dotted outline. I knew he could die from this massive blood loss, so I stuttered the words,
He's losing a lot of blood. Should I stop?"
But I was told to keep going. My vision was blurry now, and I couldn't feel my hands anymore. I didn't know if I could keep going at this point, and for a split second, I had a moment of enlightenment as I asked myself what my son Richardson would say if he saw me doing this morbid act. I knew then and there that he wouldn't like it if I continued to carry out this ghastly act, even if it was to save his life. So halfway through the dotted lines, I stopped. Ernie, who was somehow still conscious after all that, asked,
"Why did you stop?"
And I stuttered the words,
"I'm sorry, but I can't keep doing this."
I could see rage fill his eyes as he stood up and said,
"I thought you were a man of business, Kenneth, not a weak and pathetic man. You really can't bitch out now, so come here and finish cutting me open."
I then firmly said, "No, I said I can't." Ernie then proceeded to repeatedly scream the words,
"Cut me open! Cut me open! Cut me open!"
His words reverberated through my very soul like a sick chant, but I wasn't going to agree. Seeing I wasn't going to do what he wanted, Ernie then looked me dead in the eyes as he said,
I really didn't want another one of our films to end like this. But since you have decided not to man up, I'll show you how to do it by cutting you open.
I tried to run, but I was quickly subdued. I struggled as they forced me to the bloody table Ernie was lying on. I knew that I put myself in this situation, so there was no one I could blame but myself. I accepted my fate as they held me down and raised the blade, but right before it could reach my skin, the sound of police sirens filled the entire room. I watched the two cameramen and the other hooded figures all run in fear as Ernie screamed,
You call the cops!
It wasn't long after that, the door was knocked on, and we heard the words,
It's the police! We have you surrounded!
Ernie, who was still bleeding, then pressed the knife to my neck as the door was broken down. As the cops entered the room, they pointed their guns at Ernie as they said,
Let him go, sir!
Ernie, who was now crying, started shouting the words,
Why can't people just leave us to make our art in peace? We are an evolved form of artists who have discovered the beauty of art through pain and death. So why can't you just let us express ourselves?
The cops, who had no idea what Ernie was saying, responded with,
The best thing for you to do is to let your hostage go. So please, drop the knife.
Ernie had now realized that there were no other options for him, so he mumbled the words,
I will open your eyes to see the beautiful art in death, even if it's the last thing I do.
And with that, Ernie threw me to the floor and lunged at the cops. Ernie was shot 6 times, and I remember his corpse falling to the floor with a smile on its face. After the demise of Ernie, the entire warehouse was raided by the police.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Numerous hard drives filled with morbid snuff films containing scenes of brutal murders, self-amputations, ghastly mock surgeries without anesthesia, and aggressive self-harm were found and confiscated. It was also revealed that Ernie was an alias, that the man's real name was Ronald Duffer. He was a man that was formerly hospitalized after having numerous records of continuous self-harm. Apparently, he had managed to escape from where he was being kept, and he hadn't been found since. It was also revealed that he had been diagnosed with a rare form of extreme sexual sadism disorder that they called advanced voyeuristic sexual sadism, which was what led him to start making these snuff films and selling them for high prices to people who enjoyed the same sexual depravities. I'm pretty sure that I would have died that day, but the cops told me that they had received a call earlier from a man called Christopher Hands, and he told them that his friend was terrified and about to do something stupid at this address, so they rushed down to the scene. I cried after they told me that, as I thanked Christopher under my breath. After I had answered all their questions and the investigations were through, the cops let me go. I remember the first thing I did after that was to rush to the hospital and hug my son. I knew I had potentially lost the last opportunity I had to save my son, but I knew he wouldn't have wanted me to kill a man and become a murderer just to save his life. The doctors told us that with dialysis, the life expectancy is 5 to 10 years, but my son died on the 2nd of February, 2019. These 4 years without him have been extremely hard, but I've learned to live with the pain. I sometimes beat myself up as I usually wonder if I should have just done what Ronald Duffer wanted me to do and cut him open. But then I reminded myself that my son Richardson wouldn't have wanted that. On some days, I also wish I had spent more time with him during the time I wasted running around associating with psychopaths who made snuff films. I could go on and on about my regrets, but the one thing I don't regret was deleting the social media app called Facebook. Because while I thought it had given me the solution I was looking for, at the end of it all, it just gave me much more problems. I now know that many of the people behind the messages we receive on social media platforms aren't who we think they are. I know for a fact that there are potentially thousands of people like Ronald Duffer still on the platform now, and any one of you hearing this could be talking to one of them.
Facebook has been around since the early 2000s. Anyone and everyone has gotten on Facebook to connect with loved ones or make new friends. There are groups you can join. Some families make bulletins to arrange reunions and other parties. You can create events, invite people to those events, and they can RSVP to the event. Facebook has been good and convenient for many things, but in the last years, it's come out with its own dating network that is completely free to join. I'm Diana, and this is what made me delete my Facebook account. I had just gotten through a rough breakup with a man I thought I was going to marry. It had been a couple of years, and I was just starting to get to know the new me. My best friend and roommate Stephanie was encouraging me to get back in the dating world. One day, we were having our morning coffee together as we usually did before work, when she told me about Facebook dating.
You should try it out. It could be fun. I'm not joining a dating app, Steph. I can't afford it, and I always find the creepy guys, so essentially, I'll be paying to get grossed out. See? But that's the best part, Dee. It's completely free. You can join and back out anytime you want. I suppose it's worth a shot. Okay, I'll check it out.
That night after work, I got into a relaxing bubble bath, got on my phone, and set up my Facebook dating profile. I went through my account picking out my cutest pictures and posted them onto my dating profile. Once I was happy with how I put myself out there, I finished my bath and got settled into bed. Before I put my phone on the charger for the night, I had already gotten a flood of messages. But one guy in particular caught my eye. His name was Clark, and he was as gorgeous as he was sophisticated. Most messages I got were like, "Hey, beautiful," "Hi, sup," etc. But Clark's message read, "Hello, Diana. I'm Clark. How are you doing this evening?" It was so personal, and it told me that I was likely the only girl that he was talking to. Because we all know that the guys with the driest greetings are the ones who have messaged 50 other women, and they just want to hook up. I happily responded with a personal greeting of my own.
"Hello, Clark. It's so nice to meet you. I'm doing well. How about yourself?"
"It's nice to meet you too, Diana. I'm well, thank you. At the risk of being forward, and I know this is going to make me sound like any other guy on here, but we all know why we're here. And I want to say I think you are absolutely beautiful."
His honesty was so refreshing, and it was charming me by the second. I wound up talking to him for hours before falling asleep. I woke up the next day with a smile on my face, and I told Stephanie all about him. For the next few days, he was all I could think about, and we chatted every single night. I learned a lot about him. He started his own company, and it took off really fast, so he was well-to-do. I doubted a lot of that stuff at first. But looking at his Facebook profile, I noticed that he was legitimate. He had over 1,000 friends, and his pictures easily got 300 likes and dozens of comments. I had no reason to doubt any of it. I told him I worked at a burger joint part-time and was in school to be a nurse, which was all true. I wasn't only taken by his honesty and genuine interest. He wasn't pushing to hook up, but he really wanted to meet me. In fact, he was a bit pushy about meeting me, but he insisted it was because I was just so beautiful. He wanted to see if what he felt for me was real, My broken heart fell for that. We agreed to go out to dinner and see the new romantic comedy that just came out. Stephanie was helping me get ready, and I had butterflies.
So, where is he taking you?
That Italian restaurant that just opened by the theater?
He's well off. He pushed to meet you because he feels strong about you. And that's where he's taking you?
I don't see a problem with it. He seems to really like me, and I like him. Why not meet?
Doesn't his urgency seem like a red flag to you?
No.
I honestly thought it was, but I was too into him to be willing to admit that to myself. I convinced Stephanie that everything was okay, and she told me to be careful. Clark and I agreed to meet at the restaurant, and as I was driving there, those butterflies got stronger, to the point that it was making me feel sick. I pulled up to the restaurant and went inside. I told the host I was meeting Clark. This man was crusty, wrinkly, and he smiled at me with teeth so yellow he could spit butter. I sat down in front of him, and everything inside me was telling me to just walk out. But I didn't want to make a scene. I figured I could just get through this dinner and be gone. I offered a friendly smile and spoke to him.
Hi, Clark.
He let out a hissing giggle and shook his head.
Actually, it's Kevin.
Oh, well, Kevin. I assumed you were Clark. I must have the wrong table.
He shot a death glare at me, balled his hands into fists, and pounded on the table.
You're not going anywhere, bitch. You wanted to meet me so bad? Well, here I am.
Feeling a self-loathing amount of embarrassment, I stood up and went to leave. I went to go get in my car, but as I grabbed the handle, my hand began to tingle, and I felt very faint. I got into my car and called Stephanie. She told me that I was likely being sex trafficked and to go to the police, and she would meet me there. I was given medical attention, and Stephanie stayed with me while I reported the incident. It appeared that I was very lucky to have been so close to the police station. It turns out, the man I was talking to, named Clark, was the one who spiked my doorknob with a drug. Kevin was a sex trafficker, and he was not working alone. Clark had many social media profiles, and a lot of the accounts he was friends with turned out to be bots to make him look trustworthy. Kevin was the man who would meet women, scare them off, and Clark would follow them and snatch them when the drug knocked them out. I should have listened to my gut that something wasn't right. I encourage you all that if something feels wrong, it 100% is, and to listen to that. I was so freaked out by the incident that I deleted my Facebook account.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Be careful, folks. Traffickers are everywhere.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.